Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
Coming up, Ghana Revenue Authority attributes increased taxes at the port to government domestic tax policy and Chamber of Bulk Oil distributors call for immediate review of floor price policy introduced by the NPA less than a week after implementation. We'll also tell you why. Also, we have our business journal will tell you how generator dealers are coping with shortage of generators in the Ghanaian market due to the recent power situation and depreciation of the Ghana cedi. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am James Ishan. Let's settle for the details. Now, first off, acting head of import and export at the Ghana Revenue Authority, Edward Bajiri, is attributing the current high cost of importation at Ghana's port to the nation's tax policy. He emphasized that the numerous taxes at Ghana's port were less than those of other neighboring countries like Cote d'Ivoire and Togo. He was speaking at the Ghana-German Economic Association meet, the government series in Accra.
Every year, the finance minister goes to parliament, goes for the budget, and it tells you what government wants to achieve, what kind of revenue government wants to collect. We've been told that our tax to GDP rate is very low, and so it means that we are not even paying enough taxes. And so it depends on what government policy is. So government decides that, okay, today I'm abolishing VAT. That is Ghana. When you pick our trade, the CET, for instance, you have the import duty. The other taxes are imposed by individual government. You go to Togo, you probably not find get fund. You won't find national health insurance levy. You won't find COVID levy.
Edward Badjiri is the acting head of imports and exports at the Ghana Revenue Authority Customs Division. Now, the chief executive officer of the Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors, Dr. Patrick Ofori, is urging the National Petroleum Authority to create a conducive environment for growth of the sector. He believes the newly introduced floor pricing policy is still constrained and has to be reviewed to reflect the mechanisms of operations by players in the industry. He spoke on the sidelines of a media engagement in Accra.
The current mechanism determine the floor pricing does not take care of demurrages. So these are issues that we've picked on the regulator, and we want to engage them further to ensure that if they really want to ensure sustainability and efficiency of the sector, they need to give something that is really close to the market and benchmark it. We're also looking for a situation whereby the regulator will also be able to crack the whip on other more practices that are happening within the sector.
Dr. Patrick Ofori is the Chief Executive Officer of the Chamber of Oil Bulk Distributors. Now, let's do some procurement story. And the Public Procurement Authority says it is poised to ensure transparency through the reduction of human element in Ghana's procurement processes. Deputy Chief Executive Officer Kwame Prempeh said the authority will further explore areas to ensure a paperless system, and there would be no need for the traditional printout of tender document. He spoke to Joy Business at a workshop for some suppliers.
Some of the benefits of the system is that it's increasing transparency within the procurement space. For suppliers that are gathered here today, it is also going to reduce the cost of doing business with government. For example, the tenders will be available for download on the system. So it will not be necessary for a supplier to travel all the way to an entity's premises to pick up a tender. So already they are saving the cost, of traveling there as well. It's also increased the efficiency, where they can prepare and submit their documents wherever they are.
Kwame Prempeh is the Deputy Chief Executive Officer for the Public Procurement Authority. Take advantage of resources and the support available to you to build a bright future for yourself, and never underestimate the power of hard work and perseverance. These were the words of President Akufo-Addo to the youth and students of the Lycée Français International Jacques Pevert de Accra. Speaking at the school's 60th anniversary launch in Accra, President Akufo-Addo reaffirmed commitment to make Ghana's youth one of the best on the continent through education.
The knowledge and skills you acquire during your time, the Lycée Français, will serve as the foundation for your future success. I urge you to study hard, immerse yourself in your studies, and strive for excellence in everything you do. Take advantage of the resources and support available to you, and never underestimate the power of hard work and perseverance.
That was President Akufo-Addo there speaking. Now to some other stories. The National Health Insurance Authority has stated its resolve to improve healthcare delivery in the country. Speaking to Joy Business, Deputy CEO of the authority, Yabukia Abedi, noted that the collaboration with the Korea Foundation for International Healthcare and the University of Ghana Business School will deepen policy and enhance the skill set of health practitioners. She spoke at the second cohort training of the NHIH staff organized by KOFIH in collaboration with the NHIA.
COFI has a collaboration with NHIA. Since 2013, it has helped NHIA in our claims management process, in our membership drive, also capacity building, and also in research. And I must say that we have trained over 80 staff in data analysis, and that's been through the help of COFI. Again, what we have done is that through COFI, we have had a joint collaboration with the University of Ghana Business School, for which we have developed an MOU with them for the Health Insurance Knowledge Sharing Center.
Now let's move on to some other stories. And the Namibian High Commissioner to Ghana, His Excellency Selma Ashipala Museyi, is calling on African governments, including Ghana, to domesticate set protocols that would help women thrive in trade activities. According to her, a proper implementation of protocols such as the AfCFTA Protocol for Women and Youth in Trade would help in the transformation of economies. She was speaking at the 4th Women in Trade Conference.
I think what every government need to do, we need to domesticate the protocol. We need to take this protocol to the women for them to know that there is an instrument in existence, and also teach them how to take advantage of this protocol. Secondly, I think it is important that the AU Assembly, we must basically periodically gauge the implementation of protocol. Who is lagging behind? Who's
Excellency Selma Ashipala Museyi, as a Namibian High Commissioner to Ghana. In our business journal today, we tell you our generator dealers are coping with shortage of generators in the Ghanaian market due to the recent power situation and depreciation of the Ghana cedi. One may be thinking that this is an opportune moment for dealers of generator sets as a result of the ongoing situation with power supply in the country. The story is, however, different, as many of these dealers struggle to raise foreign exchange to enter foreign markets to import the equipment. Jesse Aira Magbapu has been engaging one of the market leaders in the industry and come through with this.
Today we put the focus on the standby power supply industry. With the recent power outages, one would be looking for a good alternative source of power. Come with me as we find out how much it will cost you to acquire generators for your homes, offices, and institutions.
The prices vary between the foreign exchange, normally foreign exchange, and what happened at the port. So that is what you determine to sell. Depending how everybody wants, some want huge margin, some want small margin, so that you can still be in the business, like the importation will be continuation. But 20 kV range from 60, 65 and beyond, depending the year model and the make of the gen. The industrials, the 100 and 150, the 100 normally now is around 100,000, 120,000 and beyond. Let me say, gen have shot into the system, especially the residence one from the 12.5 to 2030. It's difficult to find now. So when the demand becomes very high, the prices boost up a little. We could all testify what happened at the COVID time, when a lone cow of Gary becomes 1.5 and etc. compared to 25 cedis now. That is not what I mean, but depending who is selling it, knows now the demand becomes very high. So the person will boost his or her price a little up.
For a residential generator, a few months ago, before the power outage, how much would someone have to part with to acquire?
Few months ago, let's say somewhere start from last year, November, up to this November, September to December, around 38 to 45,000. You could get a fairly used genset at your residence. But while the shortage and high demand, now you start from 60, 65 and beyond.
Yeah. Are there any challenges you face?
The exchange rate is truly, when you bring gen from UK, perhaps like you bring 20 or 5 generators from UK today, and the capital is like £30,000. The following month, like a month or two, that you need to add up. By the time the person finishes paying, in a month or two, means there's no profit margin, and maybe you need to add up a little.
Would you say this difficulty is also a reason why the shortage is happening, apart from the fact that there's an increase in demand?
With retailers, normally we can't bring more because of the exchange rate, honestly. Because like within 2 weeks and 3 weeks ago, the dollar was around 12.6 and now it's around 13.6 to 14. And even there's no, if you go to the bank, there's no even dollar for you to do your importation. A month, you know, if you are going to buy for 12.4 or 12.5 within a month, you can do your budget very well. But in this situation, you can't run at one consistent budget. Today, different price tomorrow, different price.
That was a standby power supply dealer sharing with us the cost of acquiring generators in these critical times. According to them, due to the recent power outages, there has been a shortage of generators in the system. For Joy Business, Jesse Era Magbakbo.
And that and Joy Business Report brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am James Asha. Now, every day people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here is one you would want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770#. It's the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfer, utility payment, airtime, and data purchases, and so much more even without data. So there is no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. Game plan is next.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.